Kum lenen ablak murder with daf yud zayin omer aleph. So we learned yesterday over here, Tanat Ful Yoim as well, that if he goes ahead and he does avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, not only isn't he qualified, but he actually ruins the carbon. And we learned out from the pasuk which says kadoshim yiyu v'lo yichalu, and you shouldn't be mechal. So we learned out even though that is talking about that you shouldn't be talking anything else. We learn out from there. It's talking about a Tful Yoim. And the pasuk before that talks about somebody who makes a korcha on his head, or he destroys his beard. So I don't know what's talking about a Tful Yoim. Maybe it's talking about people who don't follow that. They pass the avoda. So we said that I know a Tful Yoim is chayim mis. We learn from truma. And this pasuk it says leichalu. So we're learning from truma. And therefore, anything which passes by truma, that's what the pasuk is talking about. And since a korcha or if someone's megaleich passes, okay, is not a psul by truma, and therefore it's not what we're talking about. Omar Abba says, Rabba, right in the middle of the page, daf yud zayin omar aleph. Omar Abba says, Rabba, lom lead the kosher, Rachmana, why do we need different limudim for each one of these things to tell us that if they work in the base of Migdash, they pass it by a tomei, and by a tful, you have we just had now, and by a mechusik, which we'll soon see. Where each one of them has a posse to tell you that if they work in the base of Migdash, they pass the carbon. What for? Once you know one of them, you know them all. If you tell me, for example, I'm a chusik at Purim, you know automatically a Tful Yoim, which is a step more chomer, and Tomei, which is even more chomer. Surely that they pass the carbon. Tzriche, we need it. If we knew by Tomei that he passed the carbon, I would say, you know why? Because it's so strict. Shekein mit Tomei, because it has the ability mit Tomei others. Masha enkein Tful Yoim and a chusik at Purim don't. So therefore, we need to say also as well by others. Bit Tful Yoim, if we also knew by Tful Yoim, that means he went to the mikveh already. All he has to do is waiting for sunset, and we're telling me that that he ruins the carbon. Mechusa kipurim lost him, and we couldn't learn mechusa kipurim from that. You know why? She came posel betruma. We find what do you call it? That is posel by truma. That Tful Yoim is a psul by truma, so therefore it's so chamer, and that's why it ruins the carbon. Mashain came mechusik purim. You don't have to bring a carbon in order to eat truma. Therefore, maybe it's so much weaker, and that's why it doesn't pass the carbon. Somebody who has to bring a carbon, who already went to the mikveh, already went to sunset, doesn't have to. He's allowed to eat truma already. Doesn't have to wait till he brings the carbon tomorrow. For kachim, if you want to eat kachim, you have to bring your carbon tomorrow, like a zov and a metzera. But to eat truma, you can eat truma straight away. So therefore, we would have thought that a Tful Yoim is strict. Therefore, Tful Yoim passes the carbon when he works the Beis Hamikdash. Mechusik purim is very lenient. So mechusik kibun yosim and eshe can't pass with truma because by Tful Yoim you pass with truma. So be mechusik kipurim. So let us just say mechusik kipurim, which is so lenient. And if you tell me that I'm mechusik kipurim, even someone's mechusik kipurim who ruins the carbon in avodah, surely a Tful Yoim. Tful Yoim lo asim v'nei. You know why? She came mechusik ma'isa by Tful Yoim. Once you went to the mikveh, there's nothing to do. You just got to wait until the sun sets, and then you are tired. Mashenge by mechusik kipurim, you need still to do another activity. You got to bring the kabbalas to mechapiyu. So therefore, I would have thought maybe mechusik kipurim has a chumra. You still have to do another activity. That's why he ruins the avodah. Mashenge we had before, you know, mechusik zman is not really considered mechusik. Says like nothing happened, it's like inevitable. So therefore, it's potential as if you're tired already. Maybe that's why you don't ruin the carbon. Okay, mechadala. So you can learn from one, but lepoil teisi chadim mitarti. Let it say just two. Tell me, let's say and Tful Yoim. You know mechusik purim. Bahayla lichta. Which one do you want to omit, and we should learn from the others? Rachmana. Loi lichta mechusik purim. You want to tell should omit by mechusik purim. We'll soon see where it says it. V'teisei mahanach and learn from Tomei and learn from Tful Yoim that if they stand there and work in the base of Midi, they ruin the carbon. So too by mechusik purim. No, I would say malahanach came from a truma. Those two are chomer. A Tomei is not allowed to eat truma. Even a Tful Yoim is not allowed to eat truma. That's why they ruin the carbon. Mashenke, when it comes to a mechusik purim, which already, you know, he's allowed to eat truma, maybe it's so weak that it does not pass the carbon. Let it not say anything but Tful Yoim. But Teisei Mahanach, I learned between Mechutzik Kippurim and from Tomei. Nein, my pich. What are you going to ask me? Malahanos came with Tomei. Maisa. What are you going to ask me? But Lechayda Sai Tuma. You have to go ahead and do something to cleanse yourself. And Sai by Mechutzik Kippurim, do something and cleanse. You got to bring the carbon to cleanse yourself. So therefore, they are strict, and that's why you ruin the carbon if you're working with some English. Masha Enkin by Tful Yoim. There's nothing else to be done. You got to wait. Doesn't matter. Save. Ultimately. Klichle Tumasan. What's a mechusik purim? A mechusik purim already went through. He went to the mikveh and the sun already set. So therefore, he did already what a Tful Yoim is supposed to do. So whatever he has left to do is now very, very weak. Whatever Tumi still has left is very, very weak. Just when it comes to kachim, we want to be a carbon as well to expunge a little bit left. but he's definitely weaker than Tvul Yaim. So therefore, if you can tell me, So the question is, why do we need a Tvul Yaim to be written? Why do we need that pasuk we said before, Kadoshim to you? And we learned that Tvul Yaim, we need it for. The Chayda Tvul Yaim is stronger than Mechuzik Kippurim, because the Mechuzik Kippurim already had his head of Shemesh. Says the Gemara, no, because he holds that Mechuzik Kippurim, if we say that this person is a Mitzayda, is not enough to have head of Shemesh, he also needs a carbon, it's as if to say, because man, he didn't mean the carbon, he's still a full-fledged tummy. Kesava and the Chusik Yipurim Dazov is just kind of Kesav Dami. You're right. By a Tvul Yom, all he needs to do is wait for the sunset. So therefore, as soon as the sunset, he's 100% tired. But for somebody who needs to bring a carbon, we hold that Kol Zman didn't bring the carbon. It's not pshat that you already went through the Tvila, you went right through the Mikra, and therefore there's hardly anything left, and we just got to remove the last traces. No. It's Kol Zman didn't do the last carbon. It's as if you're totally tummy, like you're still a full-fledged Zov. Or a Mitzayda, whatever it is. As Rashi says, as if he didn't even go to mikveh yet. Kol Zman, he didn't finish everything he had to do. It's as if he didn't do anything yet. So therefore, if you only said in the Torah Mechuzik Kippurim, and it would say, it would say Mechuzik Kippurim, you would say you can't go to Tvul Yom from there, because Mechuzik Kippurim is stricter than Tvul Yom. Tvul Yom definitely went to the mikveh. And we accept that. You just wait now for the sunset, because he has nothing else to do. Whatever he had to do, he did already. Mashayim Mechuzik Kippurim, he needs to do one other thing. He has to bring a carbon. And Kol Zman, he didn't do the last thing. It's as if he did nothing. They're all three are hinging on each other.
He doesn't have milestones.
No, that's what I'm saying. According to this opinion, Kol Zman you didn't do, since it's an activity that you have to do. The last thing, the rest is nothing happened yet. It's not like peace, it's piecemeal. It's not piecemeal. But the Gemara, this concept you tell me right now, that if you didn't do the last thing, till whatever you did till now, Garnish Verd, is Emerson and Machlekes, Mechusik Kippurim, the Zav. This idea that a Mechusik Kippurim is Zav is Kazav Dami, therefore you want to tell me Mechusik Kippurim is stricter than Tul Yaim after the Mikveh, is Emerson and Tanoi, is actually a Machlekes Tanoim. The Tanya, we learned, Sarf, Oin, we're talking about a Paradumi here. If an Oinin burnt the Paradume or a Mechusik Kippurim, Kshayda, the Paradume is kosher. Kshayda, why is it kosher? We learned before that Mechusik Kippurim ruins the Avodah, but that's by a carbon. A Paradume is done outside the Beis Hamikdash, so it's not really a carbon. In fact, we had before, it's like Bedek Abayis. It's to maintain the quorum there, because this is what cleanses the Kohenim in order to do their Avodah. So this is not part of the Beis Hamikdash itself, it's only Bedek Abayis. And therefore an onion is not forbidden over here. The psukim where it says about onion is only talking about kochim. This is not considered kochim. Yosef HaBavli says no. Onion kshed. I agree with you that an onion is kosher, because there's nothing of onion when it comes to paradum. No way to say it's also. Aber mechusik kippurim ipsula. But a mechusik kippurim and does a paradum, he renders it possible. L'cheide, what's going on here? What's a machlekes? My lab, but how come this is machlekes? Ma'asav, one of them holds mechusik kippurim d'zav is kezav d'ami. Called my, he didn't do the last activity. It's as if he did nothing. He's still a full-fledged zav. Therefore, you're full-fledged tamei. And we know when it comes to paradum, it says clearly in the pasuk, it has to be a toridik person who's performing the avodah. That's why it's no good. Well, ma'asav alav kezav d'ami. The other one holds no. Whatever stages you did is piecemeal. You already went to the mikveh. You already had your head of shemesh. So you're already mostly gone. You're really more or less tired. You're not 100% tired. You're more or less tired. And it's enough. And what's a machlekes then? Yeah, what's saying? And therefore, what do you call it? It's good enough. Because paradum a tful yaim is kosher. You are a tful yaim. The fact is, you went to the mikveh and the sunset. You have to do one other thing, but doesn't mean. But you're uizav, uiz mitzayda. So that's what I'm saying.
Things that are
mechusik kippurim, zava mitzvah. Yeah, or zava, and you led this by a man. Says Gemara, no. So you want to make a machlekes out of it? No, I'll tell you. Kuli amal kezav dami. That's the halacha. Everyone holds that if you didn't do the last thing, as if you did nothing. So how can somebody hold this kosher then? So how can it be an opinion that says by paradum it's kosher if mechusik kippurim does it? This is machlekes. It says the pasuk. It says v'hizah hatar, that the Torah to give person to spray on the tumah on the third and seventh day the thing, the paradum the efer. Now, we already know from another part of the pasuk, it says before that a Torah person should be the one that's totally involved. So we dash in the second Torah means, even if you're only slightly tired, it's good enough. It says already, v'lokach ezer v'toy v'mayim, ish toy. So we already know that the description of what kind of kohen should be involved in the part of Duma, just an ish toy. So why does it say he's a hat toy? To tell you that even it's not a full-fledged toy, even a partial toy is good enough. Miklau shu tummy, he's mainly tummy. He's only partially Torah. Who's that? A mechusa kippurim. Called to who? Because it's second time. Only because it's second time. If it wouldn't have been extra,
the word itself.
Otherwise, it'd be the hey yidia, whatever it is. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. What do you call it? Limid al tful yoim. Come to teach you that a tful yoim shekasher beparda. So what do we know from here? That a tful yoim is already partially toy, right? According to everybody, because you already went to the mikveh, and now all you do is wait for sunset. So you're already a half toy. So you have toy. The pasuk tells you half toy that a tful yoim can do a parda duma. The question is, how do we view mechusa kippurim? Now we're not talking. Everyone agrees that mechusa kippurim is kizav dami. So what's the machlekes here? Ma tful yoim shekasher beparda. Ma sava. One holds that when they say tful yoim, even a tful yoim from mechusa kippurim. What kind of tful yoim we're talking about? Anybody who already went to the mikveh, waiting for the sunset, is considered a partial toyer, and he can, even though kizav dami, can go ahead and do parah duma. So even though this particular person is a matzayda or a zav, and he needs to do a third activity, he needs to do a mechusa kippurim. Doesn't matter. The fact is, he's a tful yoim. And because it's a tful yoim, the tayid is melamed of a hot Torah that he can do it. So he holds masav tumah the chalat kula, any kind of tful yoim. I don't care what kind of tumah it was, even a metzayda, even a zav, even though it has to be mechusa kippurim, he can go ahead and do it. Masav tumah dahach parsha. No, only tumah that's limited over here. We're talking about tumah turma, which is tful yoim, not a mechusa kippurim. Therefore, oinin a tful yoim. Therefore, an oinin and a tful yoim. According to this, an oinin a tful yoim. The tamei shedet, tafka tful yoim. The tamei shedet, the kili that is very lenient. Also, be kavu chaim a tful yoim. The mess. It's talking about tful yoim of a mess. You wait for that night, and then you go ahead. Abba mechusa kippurim dezav. But when it comes to mechusa kippurim, it's not just a question of the sun setting. You also need to bring a carbon. That's not included. Chomer is much more chomer. Sheket tumi yaitzer ala megufa. All the other tumis, you touched an external thing, you became tummy. Mashen kein azav is internal, or imatzayda also is internal from yourself. That's why it's stricter. Therefore, it's not included. And mechusa kippurim cannot do paradumer. So everyone agrees that a mechusa kippurim of azav is like a zav dummy. If you didn't do like this, you did nothing. But the fact is, you did go to the mikvah tful yoim. So when the Torah teaches us that a tful yoim, hot Torah, it tells you a tful yoim is kosher, is it also including tful yoim of there's a kosher that also the tful yoim of mechusa kippurim is included or not? One opinion says yes. The other one says no, because it's very different than a normal tumah, external tumah, because it comes megufay. Okay, next Gemara, mechusa begodim, the Mishnah continues on and says that if a kohen is not bringing all his clothes, he is posel, and therefore if he does avodah, he passels the karm. We'll start doing Rashi's Mishnah. Second Gemara, Minol, how do you know? Amar Rabbi Wam Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Wus and Rabbi Yechanan, Umotuba, they bring it, Mashmaid Rabbi Loza, but Rabbi Shimon, in the name of Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon, the Amar, it says in Posig, by a Koyin, the Chagarta, Oisam, Avneid, you should girdle them with this gartle. Who? Arain Uvonov, that's extra, because obviously you don't have a Koyin in here. The Chavash to Lehem, Mikboi, down upon them the hats, and then it says, and when you do that, Vahoi so Lehem, Kuhuna, Luchuk Asylum, then they'll become a Kohen. Sounds like from here, when are they a Kohen? Bisman, Shib Big Day, Malayem, Kunos Alem. When they're wearing the clothes, they're a Kohen. Ain't Big Day, Malayem, Ain't Kunos Alem. If they don't have the clothes, their Kuhuna is not on them. That's how we learn from him. Says Rashi, Vahoi so Lehem, three lines at the bottom. He'll Halavisha Zois, this dressing is the Kuhuna. Makes them kohenim. Clothes make a man sometimes. Alma kohenosan tluim big day. Clothes that the kohenim is dependent, contingent on the clothes. And if not, if loy havilu, they don't have the clothes on, they are like a Yisrael. And what do we know about a Yisrael? We learned yesterday that a Yisrael, we live from the positive, he knows me kachay b'nei Yisrael. Loy chalu, we learn from there that one, that he, or from Abishmol's kalochaymer, that Yisrael does avoid the mitzvah, he ruins the whole thing. Uvazar Ashkan the Mochel Avoida, he's Mechal Avoida, he desecrates whatever he did. Says the Gemara Vaita, Vahoma Hochanavka, is that what you learn from? Mahosanavka, what do you mean? There's another Braisa that lives from somewhere else altogether, the Tanya we learn. Minayin, how do you know the Shtuya Yayin? A Koyin that is Shikir should not be serving the base of Migdash. Shim Ovad, and not only shouldn't he be serving, but if he did serve Chilel, he desecrates the Avoida, he ruins the carbon. Tamalayme comes out the Pasuk, says, in Yayin, Pasha Shmini, Yayin, Vesheikhar, Al Tesht. They shouldn't drink wine, an old wine. And so on and so forth. And it says, V'loi samusu. It says they shouldn't die there. And then, so what's up to do? How do you know from there that because they're doing an Aveda, how do you know that the carbon is ruined? Because then later on, It says the next pasuk, "Ula havdil ben hakodesh uben hachol." They should separate from kodesh and chol, as if to say, but if they were drunk and they work in Beis Hamikdash, how do we treat it? Like chol, that it's nothing; it's not a carbon anymore. Rashi ben chol avoyde shato oivid b'shichrus kru yochol. It's called as if mundane; you didn't do anything kodesh. So it's clear that shtiyas yayin makes avoyde possible. That's where we learn from shtiyas yayin from. So what? And then it continues. What does that do with our question we learned before about mechus begadim? Says the Brayza mechus begadim. What about somebody that mechus begadim? Kohen's not wearing all the clothes. You didn't wash his hands and feet together. How do you know that he passes the carbon? Talmud Leime. We learn out of the pasuk where it says chuka chuka l'gzei shava. By yayin v'sheicher it says chukas oilam derasechem, and by the pasuk. By Begodim, it says over there also Luchukas Olam, Gzeira Shavah. So therefore, we learn. We learn from another. So how do we learn? How does that help us regarding? So we're learning Begodim from Shtuya Yayin. Shtuya Yayin says Chukah, and over there it says Lahavdil Min Kedush Luchah, whatever it is. So and then over here by and Mechus Begodim says Luchukas Olam. So we're learning Mechus Begodim from Yayin. And a minute ago you said that Mechusa Begodim, how do you know that if you do avoid the apostles from Mechusa Begodim itself? It says only when they put on the clothes, they're kainim. And here it says you're learning Mechusa Begodim from Gzeira Shavah, Chukah Chukah from Shtuya Yayin. Gzeira Shavah. Rashi, Chukah Chukah, B'Shtuya Yayin, Ksiv, it says Chukah Zaylam. Or Mechusa Begodim, Ksiv, Kuhana, Chukah Zaylam, Rechitzi, Daim, Regan, Ksiv, by washing hands, it also says Chukah Zaylam. Okay, so what's going on here? Says the Gemara, no. If we learned only from Shtuya Yayin, if we don't have the Shavah Shtuya Yayin, I would have thought Hani Mili only applies to avoid the Zor Chayvel of Misa. I would have thought only those avoid, if Mechusa Begadim is doing one of the four avoiders, which are the critical avoiders, and where it says V'loy Samusu, with Chiv Misa. No, if a guy is drunk and he does one of these four avodas, guy misa. Only when is a guy is drunk is over is chai misa if he does one of the four avodas. So if we learn from Shtuya Yayin, I would have thought that only time if a kohen is not wearing his clothes during these four avodas, he ruins it. Aval avoid the ainzor chayvel misa, but avoid not chay misa. Aim aloy. Maybe over there the car. If you do another activity like roasting on the mizbeach, which is not one of the four activities, what happens then? Maybe then taka it's all right. Kamash malon, that's no good. Rashi. I would have thought, Hani Mili, when is that talking about? The Machlevadi, you ruin the carbon, Mechusa Begodim. When do you say you're lacking clothes? It's no good. If we're learning Mechusa Begodim from Shtuya Yayin, I would have thought that just like Shtuya Yayin, when are you Chai Misa? Only in the four critical Avodas. The Avodas Azor Chai Velav Misa. Only when is Azor? If he does something in the base of Midrash, Chai Misa. Only during the four Avodas we had before. Shchita, Kabbalah, Hiluch, and Zerika. Actually, I'm wrong. The four avoiders we had in Maryuma that he's chai, that a chai misa are not the four avoiders that I just told you. It's avoiders that have no other avoider after that. So, for example, Kabbalah has avoider hilach after that, and hilach has avoider zik after that. So, Kabbalah and hilach are not chai misa for Zor. Because there's an avoid of Zik afterwards. So Zik is a finality, Shchit is a finality, the Nisicha, what do you call it? Hayayin is a finality, and the Haktar is a finality. These are the four finalities. The other ones, even though Yisrael shouldn't be doing it, but Misi not Chayv, Kabbalah, and all these things. Only Kabbalah is a Chayv Yisrael. Which is the end of a job. Haktora, burning. Nisicha mayim v'yayin v'yipede b'yisad yuma. Avadatim avayiz matona. It says you should do avayiz matona. V'azor hakor of yumas. So we dashim avayiz matona. V'loy avayiz siluk. V'avadatim avayiz tamah. V'lo avayiz sheish achre avayiz. Talking about avayiz that complete the job. Ki going kabbalah v'hilocha k'mitza. Any avayiz like kabbalah v'hilocha, that's not. Shchitas k'sheid bazar. So forget shchita. That's not part of it. But the Kabbalah has two other avodas following it. So Yisrael is a chai misa for it. The chol chiyuv misas b'psul avoda mezoros gamrina. And all chiyuve misas by avoda we learn from the Yisrael. Says Yisrael is chai misa. All other avodas are apostle, just like Yisrael. So whenever Yisrael is chai misa, that's when the avoda is apostle. Since there's no zoros over there and all these things we're mixing in makabel dam, there's no by your soul does that. Even though it's a lav, you don't chaimisa. So mechus begadim also does not ruin it, or ptuma does not ruin it. All of these do not ruin it. Why? Because since the Yisrael is not chayv misa on these avoidas, neither is these. Alma mezor b'lef mezor. So I would have thought avoida next Rashi. I would have thought of avoida she'ein zor chayv misa emaloi. That what if a Yisrael is not chayv misa and a mechus begadim does that avoida, for example Kabbalah. If a mechus begadim does that Kabbalah. Maybe it doesn't ruin the carbon. Okay, we know Misa definitely is only chayv in those four avodas. I would have thought that just like Misa is only chayv in those four avodas, so too, when are you mechalal, when do you ruin the carbon? Only in those kind of avodas. Why? Because you're learning from Shtri Yayin, and Shtri Yayin makes you like a Zor. So I would have thought that a guy who is missing clothes is not mechal, is not ruining the carbon. Therefore, you need the first pasuk. That's when you need the first pasuk. When you put on these clothes, that's when you become a kohen. And the pasuk doesn't talk about that. It's just saying mechal. When are you a kohen? Only when you're wearing these clothes. They're like a Yisrael when the begun there. And by a zor we know. Even though you're not chayiv misa, only those avodah that complete the job, but for Yisrael, does any other activity, Kabbalah we had before, Kabbalah lich, all that, it ruins the carbon. So therefore, we need the first part to tell you that when is he a kohen? A kohen only if he wears those clothes. If he's not wearing those clothes, he's a treat like an ordinary Yisrael. Uvezor ashken chilul v'loy chilik ben avodah sheyesh b'misa v'yesh b'misa by zor. When it comes to ruining the carbon, makes no difference what kind of avodah it is. That's why we need to learn from the first pasuk. Okay, so that's what you learn the first pasuk. So that's why they show that good enough. We need to learn the first pasuk to teach you all avodah included. Says the Gemara, Ashkan, we find mechusa begadim. Okay, we find mechusa begadim. You just said how all avodahs you ruin the carbon. How do you know if a kohen is drunk? That maybe the only avodahs that he passes are the four avodahs that complete the job. How do you know that he passes also all the other avodahs? So when it says Asya Chuka Chuka Mechus Begadim, once you know by Mechus Begadim that he ruins the carbon all avodas, even those which are not critical, which are not at the end of a job. So Tuba Shtuya Yayin. So in other words, we're actually learning Shtuya Yayin from Mechus Begadim, which is exactly the opposite of what the Braisa said. The Braisa said we're learning Mechus Begadim from Shtuya Yayin Zeh Shavah. And what are we doing right now? You're making Zeh Shavah to learn Shtuya Yayin from Mechus Begadim. Just like Mechus Begadim, no matter which activity he's doing, Kabbalah, Hilacha, he ruins the carbon. So Tuba Shtuya Yayin. Don't think it's only the avodas that Yisrael gets killed for, which is exactly the opposite of the Braisa. For the Gemara, Rashi. In other words, the Gemara, here we're learning Shtu Yain on its own. And Mechuz Shtu Yain. And you're telling me that Shtu Yain is Mechuz Begadim. Rashi. Ask Mechuz Begadim, Bechol Avoid, all Avoid, Shtu Yain, and all the Pasi Avoid, and has a Chayv Lamisa, Hainu Yichayv, all the other Avoid. So we're telling me, you learn Zay Shavah. But Tana will have the Kenosele. The Tana doesn't bring Zay the Shavah, Shtu Yain from Mechuz Begadim. Tana said that Shtu Yain learned from itself. Because it says, Lahadim and Akkadish the Choyl, that any Avoid he does is like Choyl. But Tana will have the cross of Leila Shtu Yain, Legomba Mixeda Shava, Bana Nekuv and Niflug Allah, the Made Mikrach. Yeah, we're going to argue with the Brights and learn from another Pasik. Says the Gemara, very interesting. This is very interesting how to understand, but interesting. When does the Brisa bring the Gzeda Shava, the Pasik of Lahavdil, to tell you that you're drinking wine, you know that the Koyan ruins it? From Lahavdil Ben Kodesh Choyel. No, if he drinks wine, it's only Choyel. If he doesn't drink wine, it's Kodesh. That's before the Tana knew about the Gzeda Shava. Before he brought down the thing about the Gzeda Shava. And the moment that the Tana brings the Gzeda Shava, everything changes. And now we're going to learn Shtu Yayin from Mechus Begadim. Yeah, but he didn't have it at the time when he said the first part. So it must be he wouldn't have said it at the same time. Rashi, how do you mean the mekame to take the shava? Lo havel le meil shtu yayin elam la havdul. Before he had the shava, he had no breda, but to learn shtu yayin from la havdul over maskon at the end, itkele. Yes, he remembered mod nazach. Suddenly he remembered a gzeira shava. V'tana, so therefore he forgot. He said, "You know what? Forget everything I said till now." V'tana shavke le'uchel kamaisa. He left behind the first gang that he had to learn from Lahavdil. The nokik zayin shava. He used shava le'melef to learn mishtu yayin and mechusa begadim. Shouldn't be mishtu yayin. Should be shtu yayin. So now we change everything around. First he started out the hanoche that shtuy yain you learn from itself, and then we learn mechusav gadim shtuy yain. Then he changed. Oh, is there a shava? Forget. Now that we've established by mechusav gadim that any avoid he does, he ruins the carbon. Now we're going to learn shtuy yain from the shava from there. So the Gemara, but Tana, the Tana clearly is the end of the bright. Even after he brought the Gzeri Shava, what does he say? Even after the Shava, he says we learn Mechusa Begadim from Shtu Yain. And you're telling me we learn Shtu Yain from Mechusa Begadim. But Tana, Mechusa Begadim, the Gyal, Mishtu Yain. He learned for Kert. Rashi, Vatana, Nokta, the Gzeri Shava, Mechusa Begadim, Mudu Yale, Bob Shtu Yain. Even after he brought the Gzeri Shava, what does the Tana and the bright say? I'm going to learn Mechusa Begadim from Shtu Yain. Loi Shav Kiluchah didn't leave anything behind. Says the Gemara, this is how you learn the bright. We remember to turn the whole brayse upside down on his head. How do you know we shouldn't make a difference between really we're not here to teach to learn mechusa begadim for shtuyai. We don't need to. Mechusa begadim has his own pasuk, and with a kid we're learning shtuyai mechusa begadim. But why we want to learn that? Not only the critical misses, you know, the avodas that have no other avodas following that subsequent avodas. It's even the earlier avodas that you also ruin the carbon. How do you know that? Because we're going to equate shtuyai to mechusa begadim, and just like mechusa begadim makes no difference what avodas is doing, he ruins the carbon. So how do you know there's no difference between mechusa begadim and shtu yain? How do you know there's no difference? Because just like mechusa begadim, any avodah you do, if your kohen is not wearing his clothes, he ruins the carbon. So the same thing by shtu yain, any avodah a drunkard does, he ruins the carbon. How do you know? Ushalay rachid raglaim. How you rachid raglaim also makes no difference whatever you're doing. So even though it sounds from the bright side that we're learning everything from shtu yain, in fact we're doing the opposite. We're learning shtu yain. And how you put that in the words is pretty hard to understand. But we're learning when it says minayin. How do you know the din by them? Minayin. How do you know that by shtuy yayin has the same din like mechusa begadim? Then all avodas he ruins the carbon. Says the Gemara, if so you're telling me now that shtuy yayin we learn everything shtuy yayin from mechusa begadim. So why taka do we need the pasuk lahavda ben akoyish nechoyel? It's superfluous. The whole idea of the pasuk was that if a kohen is drunk and he does avodah, it's like choil, it's like kaidush. But we already know that from Gzeirah Shavah chukah chukah from yayin. What do you need from mechusa begadim? Why need the pasuk having choil? El have the lomeli. What do you need that for at all? Says the Gemara, look at the Rav. Very important, like Rav. Rav had Rabbi used to give drushes in shul all the time, and Yom Tov in the morning he used to give drushes as well. But maybe had more gittin. But after the meal, he never gave a shir. He didn't have a set up an amoyra, the guy who was his vocal cord. He only used to voice everything that he said. After the meal until the following morning. Because he always drank a lot of mashke. You know, from here you have to drink a lot of mashke by Yom Tov meals. So that's Yidul HaHavim HaKadosh L'Choyl. In other words, that not only by the service of Beis HaMikdash, but even when you're paskin, you shouldn't be drunk. Rashi, Elabena Choyl, Amalei Hoi V'Lei Yafidim HaNechil, you don't learn anything. Le'mukim HaMoy, Le'midu Shepikin, Dash Nishiva, Me'yoyim HaTov L'Chavra, Me'shor She'ochel V'Shosa, from the moment he ate and drank. Ve'osa Yomtev, he made Yomtev, Ad L'mochel the following day. Dohochi Mashma Kro, Yayin V'Sheikha Al-Teish, you don't drink wine and old wine, but Ve'yachim, Be'chem B'Shor She'atabo L'Havdil. L'Havdil is not, don't do it, not talking about him, Beis HaMikdash. When you as a Rav have to come and start saying what's kosher, what's treif, and so on, don't be drunk. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.